There's one subject matter that regularly comes up when I'm working with clients, and that's the subject of choice points. In fact, choice points is one of the main reasons why many of my clients come to me in the first place. So what is a choice point? Well, a choice point is a moment in your life where you've a distinct decision to make, which will alter the course of your life journey. Now, some choice points are really easy to make, while others are extremely difficult and challenging to choose and take action on. Now, choice points are not your everyday decisions that people make, like what meal will you have, or whether you should attend a particular meeting or not, or what you might price or might sell your product or service at. They're not choice points. They're just everyday decisions that you make. Choice points will alter your course in life, the route you will travel along to fulfill your purpose and mission in life. But how will you know if you're at a choice point? Well, a choice point will be a time in your life when an area of your life or multiple areas of your life appear to be falling apart for you, whether it be your family, your business, your finances, your health, your relationships. In other words, there's turmoil in a particular area or in a lot of areas of your life. And in that area or areas where you experience turmoil, you've got decisions to make in terms of how you manage your turmoil, in the decisions that you make, in your intentions and your objectivity, and ultimately what course or route you're going to choose to go on. You see, with choice points, there's different routes you can choose to take along your life path. Each one of them is within your control, and each one of them giving you different experiences and lessons. Some routes will take you longer to get you fulfilling your life purpose and mission, and others will be a much quicker route. The long route is only there because you've taken the wrong decision, and therefore life has to bring you through many more challenges and experiences in order to guide you back to your proper main path. Think of a long route a bit like a detour, and in some detours, they end up being cul-de-sacs. My job when I'm working with clients is to guide them through all their choice points and along the quickest route. Also, with choice points, you can continue to go along the same route you've always been on, or you can choose a different path or a different course in your life. But if you choose to continue to go along the same path, but further on down the road, the challenge will be bigger. It's always your choice. That's where free will comes into play. You see, choice points are there for several reasons. To bring you back into equilibrium, to bring you back onto your path that fulfills your life purpose and mission, or to provide a lesson or experience for you to learn from and to gain knowledge from, which in turn will assist you in your life purpose. Think of choice points as being like a fork in the road, or where you arrive at a crossroads and you've got to decide which way you should go. Or think of choice points as being your journey to or along the yellow brick road in The Wizard of Oz. But for some people, they don't recognize these moments in their life as choice points. They just see them as a challenge or turmoil in their life, or it's a situation or circumstances that they blame others for, such as the economy or something someone else did, or the result of a bad choice that they made years previously, or simply a change in circumstances which is causing some upset. And therefore, they just continue doing what they've always done. And so they don't get to learn from that moment and from the experience in order to make their life path easier. It's a bit like the quote from Henry Ford, "If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got." And then there's other people that see their choice point moment in life as a definite decision that they need to make. And for them, it can be very much a binary choice. They either choose one route or they choose another route. But what generally happens then is that they procrastinate over making the decision, and they try and hold on to as much of the old as they do to the new. They're being drawn towards a new direction, but they're trying to hold on to parts of their past. And the best procrastination of choice points of all are the ones that are left for near-death experiences to happen. If you've ever done research into near-death experiences, as much as I've done, and spoken to as many people as possible about their own personal near-death experiences, you'll get to see this magnificence play out. Now, if you're not familiar with near-death experiences, let me explain what they are. It's a moment where a person experiences a detachment from their body or an out-of-body experience, and where they're able to observe what is happening to their body from an elevated position at that moment in time. They're able to see and hear what other people are doing and saying around their body, and it generally happens, but not always, at a moment of impending death. And here's the thing, they typically will all have a choice to make, and that choice is whether they continue to eventual death in that moment, or whether they decide to return to their life and fulfill their purpose and mission. And in making that choice, they get to see the impact of what their life purpose and mission is and how they're to alter their life and correct their course. It's absolutely amazing. You see, to really get a deeper understanding of choice points, you have to understand fully what I describe in two metaphors that I outlined in earlier episodes. And they are the metaphor of the boat and the pontoon, and the other one being the feather, the brick and the truck. These elements, the feather, the brick and the truck, along with the boat and the pontoon, are what shows up at choice points. And believe me, like the near-death experiences, you don't want the trucks to show up in your life. So how else will you know if you're at a choice point? Firstly, if you're experiencing challenges or turmoil in an area of your life, it will show up in terms of you having to make a decision. Also, if you're doing the things that you've always done or have even tried new strategies, but you're still not getting the results you want, then this is likely to be a choice point. An easy example of this is if you're trying to grow your business, but the sales growth just isn't happening the way you'd used to, despite all your efforts, then this can be a choice point for you to go a different route. Also, where there's a significant alteration to your life, be it in relationships, finance, redundancy, career path, in business or in health, then these significant events are typically choice points. Also, if you're feeling restless, have a lack of drive or motivation, or a feeling of lacking purpose, fulfillment or meaning, or even feeling lost or feeling a lack of direction, then these are most likely to be choice points. And if you're doing the same business or career you've been doing for years, but you're not getting the same level of excitement or motivation or drive or enjoyment anymore from it, then these are definitely choice points. As you can see, there are many, many ways and moments in which choice points show up in your life. But one common element will be a deep down inner desire and a passion to achieve something greater. It's that deep down inner desire and knowing that you know you're not reaching your full potential, that there's something more for you to do. It's your key task to tap into that desire and make it a reality. It's your life purpose. It's that inner guidance that is trying to get you on the right path in order for you to fulfill your purpose and your mission. But whatever you do, don't dismiss a choice point as not being for your purpose and mission. Part of your purpose and mission can be to incorporate a lesson or a learning that you're here to experience and also for you to play a role in somebody else's life. Don't always think that your purpose or your mission is some big lofty purpose that you're here to change the world. That's not always the case. Some people's purposes can be perceived as significantly large, while others can be perceived as insignificant. Neither is the case. They are neither significant nor insignificant. They're just simply your purpose and your mission to fulfill. And also remember that choice points are also to bring you back into equilibrium and onto your path. It's those times along your journey that you have lessons to learn and choices to make. And how you make those choices determines what route you're going to take, the fast route or the slow route. And at some choice points, you might even consider checking out altogether. Or you might see them for what they are, understand them, make the right choice and move on. Other times, you might just give up on life and resign yourself and your circumstances to being at the mercy of other people in your life or the economy or the environment. However, it's at these times you need most to take responsibility for your life. These choice points are to lead you to your purpose, your life lessons, and ultimately to a much more fulfilling life. You see, we're all on a path. We're all part of a much bigger plan than you can even imagine. We can all succeed at what it is that we want to do, even if it's not in sync with the path that we're supposed to be on. However, would it not make a lot more sense to be on the right path, doing what you're supposed to be doing, and doing what you love? You'd achieve far greater things in your life as a result, and far more easily, with less effort than you think possible. You see, with every breakdown, there's a breakthrough. It's at these times that you have to volunteer your conscious mind and listen to your guidance. Follow it and know it will lead you to where you need to be. You see, sometimes we need to die in order to live. So as you look over your own life, what choice points have you come across? What events or people showed up in your life that made you change course for the better or for the worse? Or do you feel you're at a choice point right now? Choice points can be harrowing times, but they can also be amazing times. That's your choice too. This will explain a bit about what's actually happened in those circumstances. And until the next time, as always, I wish you every success.